There's momentum at Charlotte.
There are many ways to win the championship.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Introducing Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts that keep you dry and comfortable in all conditions. Featuring quick-drying, water-repellent fabric and UPF protection, Wrangler Outdoor ensures you're ready for wherever the day takes you, whether it's a walk in the city or a trek in the wilderness. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with everyday versatility and outdoor credibility.
In order to maximize a vehicle's performance and efficiency, the proper adjustments need to be made based on the road ahead. That's true for both race car drivers on the track and for truck drivers hauling freight on the highway. But if your truck's equipped with a Detroit DT12 automated manual transmission with intelligent powertrain management, adjustments are made automatically based on GPS terrain mapping, maximizing performance and efficiency. Don't just want better business solutions, demand them. Learn more at demanddetroit.com.
After a third-place run at Dover, his best track, got Jimmy Johnson to sixth in the playoff standings, he heads to Charlotte Motor Speedway this weekend, where he hopes that progress continues.
We're going in the right direction. Sure, we wish we had a chunk of speed, and it's obvious that there's a couple cars that have a good advantage on everyone, but we're going to fight to the very end. Tracks like Dover, tracks like Charlotte, our expectations are high, and we hope that we can take advantage of our best tracks.
Johnson has 8 victories at Charlotte, including the October race last year, but he was 17th there back in May. Read more about it now at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back in. Hour number 3 of the Todd Bromelkamp Show about to get underway, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann. Taking you up until 7 o'clock, we've got National League Wildcard Baseball on the way tonight as the Diamondbacks play host to the Colorado Rockies. The winner of that series will advance to face the Los Angeles Dodgers. And that's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. Which team wins tonight, Arizona or Colorado? You can vote now and find Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. 6 o'clock showdown coming up at the bottom of the hour. Your chance to win a couple movie passes to the Marcus Theaters in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Coralville. 7 questions in 60 seconds. And if you beat your competitor, you'll be off to the movies. Right now, if you've got fantasy football questions, we welcome them at 319-366-1600. He joins us as he does every Wednesday here on the program. He's the Fantasy Hall of Famer, ESPN.com's Tristan Cockcroft. Tristan, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, although I think I'm sorely regretting the Cam Newton comment from a week ago.
Are we buying Cam Newton after this performance, or is this more likely a one-off in your opinion?
I do think it had a little bit more to do with the fact that Patriots' defense is an utter mess right now. But it was definitely a step in the right direction. You need good players to capitalize on the very favorable matchups. He did that, so it's step one. I'm not all the way back in, but it's going to keep him on roster.
Tristan, what is your level of concern with Amari Cooper?
Pretty elevated, actually. The thing that's compounding the problem right now is that Michael Crabtree, who deflects a lot of attention and kind of balances things between the two of them, is injured himself, and that's causing a problem here because in the games that he misses, Cooper is becoming very easy to defend. So one way of putting that in numerical terms is that Denver's defense has actually not performed as well against wide receivers this year as you'd expect, but because they knew the game plan coming in here, it was a lot easier for them to defend Cooper, and that's going to end up being the case in a lot of the upcoming matchups. And without Derek Carr around there to throw him the football for a couple of weeks, that drops him down even further. And that's very clearly the wide receiver 3 class at this stage. And I would not be afraid to sit him when the matchup looks bad on paper.
319-366-1600, your fantasy football questions right now for Tristan. He appears sponsored by Imon Communications all throughout the football season. Dalvin Cook going down with a non-contact ACL injury was heartbreaking for a lot of people, not even necessarily Vikings fans over the weekend. But Latavius Murray, Do you think he could possibly be a fantasy factor moving forward? It looks like he's going to get the majority of the carries in that Minnesota backfield.
I think he can be a factor, but I think it's going to be very matchup-based. I don't think of him as an elite running back. Frankly, he's probably below average in my estimation from a skill set perspective, but the volume is going to be there for him. So the way I look at it is to play him when the matchups call. So I see Cleveland on the schedule. I see him at Atlanta on the schedule. There's a definite times I'm going to be starting. And there's a few others where I'd also give him the okay. The problem is that if you look at Murray's past and you look into the Oakland numbers, you're probably misreading it. Oakland had a great offensive line, and that has an awful lot to do with his performance. What's going to happen here is very matchups dependent. He's probably going to have some weeks where he doesn't get a lot of carries. He'll split things with Jerick McKinnon. But I definitely think he's worth an ad in all formats.
John on the text line has Matt Ryan out on a bye week. He wants to know whether he should turn to Deshaun Watson or Sam Bradford.
So in this case, I turn to Watson. I'm not wild about this Deshaun Watson matchup. This is the toughest defense he'll have faced as a starter so far. In the fourth start, he faces Kansas City. Now, in his defense here, mobility is great for him. It elevates his floor. He's very low risk here. However, this defense is a little challenging in terms of turnovers. When he's getting outside the pocket, that's where he's ending up making mistakes when he's trying to gun it downfield. There might be a couple of those here. So don't look at last week's numbers and assume that's what I should expect going forward. You're looking at him getting somewhere in the range of 15 to 18 fantasy points, and I think that's the better option this week.
Tristan, last year, Todd Gurley burned a lot of fantasy football owners. This year, Sean McVay has come in and changed that offense around. Are you buying in on Todd Gurley as one of the top two or three running backs in fantasy football?
Two to three it would be a bold call. I can make the case. I won't, just because I feel like until we know that Ezekiel Elliott is going to miss time, I don't think there's room for him in there. I think Kareem Hunt has put himself up in that conversation. But I feel like, and I've made this comp before, we might have even before in the preseason, I think that it looks a lot like what Melvin Gordon did last year, but the difference is just a generally weaker offense. I still do prefer the Chargers, but I do like what I've seen from the Rams. There's a lot of improvement there, and what really is appealing for fantasy owners, Gurley is being used a lot more in the receiving game, always had very underrated skills there, and he's being used heavily at the goal line. That's where all the fantasy football points come. I love seeing that. The combination, I think it makes him a top five running back. I think that's a bold enough prediction as it is.
Tristan, we've got a tight end question on the text line from 5750. Standard league scoring, Jimmy Graham or Charles Clay?
So I would go, in this case, if it's a non-PPR like this, I would go with Graham. I feel like Graham's going to give you a little bit more per-play production, so he might not have to get as many receptions. He's going to do more with them. I think Clay's appeal here is volume. You're going for the receptions. I do trust him for that. I do like him right next to each other, so he has a strong gut feel either way. But for me, I'm going with a better per-play guy as Graham.
Tristan, 8092 wants to know, James White or Latavius Murray?
I would go with White in this case. I think this is a good matchup for him. I think a lot of points are going to be scored here. The Buccaneers defense has had some good points this year, but it's still somewhat weak in my estimation. I think there's going to be enough. If no reward for the receptions in this league, I definitely give him the nod.
Give us some of your favorite matchups this week in Week 5 of Fantasy, Tristan. Guys who maybe necessarily might be on your bench, but they've got good matchups, favorable matchups this week.
Let's point out that Jameis Winston, I think, has one of the best matchups going right to the Thursday game. I will exploit all day this matchup against the Patriots, and that goes almost a blanket statement for the offense here. So Doug Martin getting a lot of questions about him, should you start him right away? Yeah, I would. I absolutely think that the matchup makes the case for him. If you must go very deep at quarterback, Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett has performed a lot better than expected, and he also has that ability to give you some rushing production that elevates the floor, as I said there. And in a two quarterback league, I think that's going to be a pretty good option for fantasy owners. I don't think that Ty Montgomery is going to play this week. I really don't. No matter what the Packers say, it's really difficult for a player to come that quickly. And if that's the case, Aaron Jones, a good pickup and an immediate slot in for your lineup.
You mentioned Jacoby Brissett. Andrew Luck returned to practice today with the Colts. How long before Andrew Luck returns to fantasy relevance?
I don't think it's in the next couple of weeks, but I think for about mid-season we're going to be looking. If I had to guess, I think it's going to be within range of week 8 or so. I think it's going to be somewhere in that ballpark. And clearly I'm picking the bye week if I'm not thinking of it. I don't memorize the schedule. Let me call that up. Week 8. No, good. I didn't have the bye week. It's week 11. But I think that's about the right time. The only issue that I'm going to have with this is that if he came back, for example, in week 9, he gets a Houston matchup, a Pittsburgh matchup, and then I might be more apt to push it until the final, you know, 6 weeks or so of the season. You can hear it here in my voice. I'm a little bit pessimistic about Luck's long-term outlook.
Are you still, last week you were talking about buying low on Joe Mixon. Are you still high on the rookie in Cincinnati?
I still am because I like the usage. I like the commitment to the rookie. They know exactly what they have here. And the fact that they played him, even though it was a disappointing matchup last week, they kept with him, was a good sign. The other thing, too, is that he's performing very well in the receiving game, and they've noticed that. That's going to keep him out there for a hefty snap count, and that's what you want for fantasy. The one thing I'll point out here is I'm not a fan of Mixon's matchup in any way this week. This is not one of the better ones. But I do like him going forward from this. I think he's a flex play for this week, and then he's an RB2 locked in after that.
Tristan Cockcroft joining us courtesy of Imon Communications. Get your fantasy football questions to us, 319-366-1600. Devin Funchess had a little bit of a breakout last week with Carolina. Is he a guy that is on the radar right now, or could this just be a little bit of an aberration? It seems like the last 3 years we've been waiting for the former Michigan player to break out.
And I think it's a little bit more breakout than just a flash in the pan game, because the Panthers were using Funchess like a featured regular wide receiver. As a matter of fact, he had numbers in terms of snaps, routes, run, that were up there among the leaders in the league, not just on his own team. That says a lot when you have Kelvin Benjamin across the field from him, and the targets came this past week. I think when you have a guy in the field this often, you feel like he's an integral part of your offense, and that should continue going forward. The negative about him, this is not a good matchup for him. The split against Detroit here, 30 split seconds, that's not a good situation for him. I am concerned that there's going to be some coverage from Slay in this game. I actually like Benjamin a little bit less than I do Funchess, but with some lack of clarity, I'd wait for a future week to slot Funchess into my lineup.
Send to the phone lines here, and down to Iowa City, we bring Eric on board. Eric, what's your question for Tristan?
Hey, Tristan. So I've had a little bit of an up-and-down year so far. Took DJ with my first pick. He got hurt. Traded for Cook. He just got hurt. So thankfully, I drafted Hunt, but I'm left with Doug Martin as my second running back. Wondering if you're high enough on him in a PPR league to use him as an RB2, or if I should try to trade for somebody else.
Well, for this week, I'd certainly use him, but I'm thinking this is probably a little bit more of a long-range look. And if it's a PPR league, I'm a little bit wary because they do have Charles Sims. When he's healthy, he's going to take over the receiving down work. That's going to detract a little bit. I would still probably stick with Martin for one reason. The schedule for this team going forward, and the entire division really, is oh so favorable that you're still going to get enough good numbers week over week. Obviously, you can pull the name out there if he has a huge game against the Patriots. I think it's worth seeing what you can get back. But I have a hunch you're going to end up right where you should be, and that's with him the rest of the year.
All right, Eric, thanks for the phone call. 81-32 PPR League, Tariq Cohen or Bilal Powell?
So I'd lean to Powell right now because I do think he's going to play, and I think there's a good likelihood Forte would not. And even if Forte does suit up for this game, I think that they got the message that if Forte's not 100%, and I can't see how he will be, to be honest, that Powell needs to have a big role. Now, of course, I feel like I've been seeking this for 2 years now, and I haven't seen it come to fruition. But I think they get it. This is a good matchup. Start Powell with confidence.
2272 drafted Brandon Cooks early and wants to know whether he needs to ride the storm out or bail out.
I would ride the storm out. you know, one thing that's going to come to fruition here is that if the Patriots' defense doesn't improve, they're going to be put in some passing situations that does benefit Cooks. The other thing is Cooks has another good matchup of his own this week. In fact, one of the guys that I like specifically in this matchup against Tampa Bay is him, is Cooks. They are poor, particularly against big play wide receivers. I think the breakout comes on Thursday night.
8992 wants to know if Cooper Kupp, you think Cooper Kupp is a decent flex option still, and wants to know if Aaron Jones might be getting more more carries and touches in Green Bay.
I think Kupp is going to teeter on the brink of being a start. I think he's very much, and I think he'll remain this way in the matchups class. I think you're going to have to pick and choose as he faces weaker defenses, or if he gets the individual better cornerback matchup between him and Sammy Watkins. Aaron Jones, as I said a couple minutes ago, I do think he's going to play. I do think he's going to get the majority of the carries. No matter what they say, the other injuries going on in that backfield, Jamal Williams included, are going to make it very difficult for either of those two guys to suit up and cut into Jones' numbers. And it's a good matchup for him. This is a good matchup for Jones. I think he'll get a good 12-plus touches, give you some nice fantasy production.
What do you do with Marshawn Lynch at this point? Obviously, with Derek Carr on the shelf for 2 to 6 weeks, it may put a little bit more of an emphasis on the ground game for the Raiders, but guys who drafted Lynch thinking they were getting beast mode this year, 1 year removed from retirement, probably a little disappointed right now.
They are, and they should be. I've watched him play, and I've been very disappointed. He does not look like a guy who's capitalizing on a very good situation he landed in. As I said, that I think a lot of the offensive line in Oakland. The biggest problem right now is without Derek Carr, as you said. They could lean on the run, but opponents are going to know that. And the problem with that is that they've got Baltimore, the Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Bills in the next 4 weeks. That is not a very good schedule. There's a couple times there where you could use him, but I don't think the production is going to be much better than we've seen over the past 4 weeks with E.J. Manuel as the quarterback. I frankly am moving away from Lynch. I don't think he's a cut yet because he's still getting the carries, but I can't give you any sort of great reason for positivity or a rebound.
Tristan, in a PPR league between two guys with some really tough matchups, who would you choose as your RB2, Joe Mixon or Mike Gillisley?
This one's going to be a little bit close. And as you said, they are not good matchups. So in this case, Gillisley is the hunt for touchdowns. When I looked at that matchup, I wasn't all that scared in terms of his ability to convert if he gets a goal line carry. From that aspect, I'm going to lean this to Gillisley just because I think there's a good chance the Patriots will move the ball with authority, and all they need is one goal line carry to make it worthwhile. I think it's a good week to roll the dice.
82-28 in a half-point PPR league needs to fill his last wide receiver slot. He's got Sammy Watkins, Martavis Bryant, Brandon Marshall, or Jaron Brown or Robbie Anderson available on waivers.
Jaron Brown is a very interesting option. I'm intrigued by that matchup. If you want to play for kind of a Hail Mary, the upside, I can get behind throwing Brown in here. I think that he's a little bit more interesting than any other candidates. I think that the smart money, if you're looking for consistency, predictability, falling within range of our projection on the site, I'd be picking Sammy Watkins. But I'm not that excited about it. As I said, if you do need the upside, Brown is a very good pickup. And that goes to anybody who's listening. Pick him up off waivers.
All right, Tristan, we'll send people toward ESPN.com. You got the weekly rankings out already. Tons of great info. We appreciate it. As always, we'll touch base with you next Wednesday.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Tristan Cockcroft appearing, sponsored by Imon Communications. They sponsor all fantasy football content throughout the season here on KGYM, including the KGYM Listener League. We're 3-1 so far this season. Yeah, we're number 2, I think, overall in the league. Got to figure out, we're rolling the dice with Eli Manning this week under center because Kirk Cousins is on the bye. But so far, so good. It might be one of the better performing fantasy teams that I've put together, and I say that because Alex had to help me put it together. The ones that I did on my own, they all stink for the most part, except for the one that I thought was really going to hum along this year with Dalvin Cook as my running back. I waited to draft running backs until it was rookie time, and I thought, okay, here we go. Going to get these guys. Now Dalvin Cook is out. Hopefully we helped answer some of your fantasy football questions, and we will work with Tristan to see if we can get a better connection with him moving forward. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a phone guy. I don't know what goes into this and what doesn't. I can't put my finger on any of these issues other than to tell you that we'll try the best to see if we can resolve some of them moving forward. And if it's on our end, we'll try to make sure that we do our part. And if it's on the end of our guests, and I say guests plural because I don't think Tristan's the only one where we've had issues with that, we'll see if we can get it resolved moving forward. So fantasy football questions answered. Hopefully you are going to be in the win column this week when everything is said and done next Monday night. It's the Patriots and the Buccaneers tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. So get those lineups set. Back with more of the Todd Bromelkamp Show on the way after this.
When you're planning for a new home, you're probably focused on how many rooms you need and what design you like. And that's important stuff. But something else to think about is energy efficiency. If you'd like some ideas, come see the latest energy efficiency innovations in action at Linn County REC's Model Home during the Cedar Rapids Parade of Homes October 7th through 15th. This all-star rated home in Solon stars an air source heat pump hybrid heating and cooling system and also features energy efficiency upgrades like a heat recovery ventilator, heat pump water heater, 90% LED lighting, and it's net zero ready. Come see it. And while you're there during the Cedar Rapids Parade of Homes, a Linn County REC Energy Advisor will be on hand to answer your questions. The address is 3987 McBride Place, Northeast in Solon. Find more details and a map at linncountyrec.com. Learning more about the most energy-efficient innovations for your next home is just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Join the Coach's Corner Sports Pub and Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub for their annual Golf Classic, Saturday, October 14th at Finkbine Golf Course. This two-person shamble tees up with a 10 a.m. shotgun start. Plus, there'll be food, drinks, prizes, a live and silent auction, and music after. Sign up today at Coach's Corner Sports Pub on Marmatruck Boulevard or Carl and Ernie's on Highway 1 in Iowa City. Brought to you by Budweiser, 7G Distributing, Zephyr Printing and Design, BillionAuto.com, Two Rivers Bank, and your favorite Linksters here at KGYM.
Yep, I know, it's still warm out, but Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know time flies. Turns out that if you want to sell your home or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area and be set by the holidays, you've got to get rolling now. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and holiday creep. That means not letting the holidays creep up on you. Let's just call buying and selling a home by the time the snow flies your early holiday gift to yourself. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
Get a financial education Monday mornings at 7:20 on the gym during Corridor Money Matters featuring Tryon Investments. Learn even more at tryoninvestments.com.
6:27, the 6 o'clock showdown still to come tonight. Your chance to win a couple movie passes to the Marcus Theaters in Coralville, Iowa City, or Cedar Rapids. Plus, we've still got the $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. Check them out, one of their three locations, Marion, downtown Cedar Rapids, or their latest location, the Fountains off Edgewood, LaCantina319.com. And not to necessarily give things away here, but you're going to want to keep your phone handy in the next, let's say 90 seconds or so. Let's send it over to Kyle. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa's going to square off with Illinois this weekend, a team that's had some questions along the offensive line, including a potential injury this week. But Illini offensive coordinator Garrick McGee says they're likely to have starting center Doug Kramer Jr. available by Saturday. Full strength maybe, but that will give Illinois three freshman starters along the line. The Iowa State men's basketball team had the Puerto Rico tip-off moved to Myrtle Beach last week, and today it's the Iowa women learning that the Puerto Rico Classic set to be played in late November has been moved to Dillard High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Former Iowa State forward Abdel Nader scored 10 points in 11 minutes in his Boston Celtics debut, and albeit a preseason game, his 4 of 6 shooting showing has the Celtics fan base feeling encouraged. There will surely be more to come as the reigning G League Rookie of the Year has a fully guaranteed contract for the upcoming season. The Gazette released its Area Volleyball Super 10 rankings today. Cedar Rapids Jefferson still holds the top spot, followed by Xavier 2nd, Linmar 3rd, Center Point Urbana 4th, Mount Vernon 6th, and Marion 10th. Last night it was the Yankees winning the one-game playoff for the AL wild card, and tonight after the show we'll have the Rockies and Diamondbacks doing the same thing in the NL. Arizona will be hosting with Zach Greinke on the mound, and Colorado will throw John Gray. The Diamondbacks won the season series 11-8 and won 7 of the last 9 meetings. That game's going to be on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
I don't know if you saw this or not, but and I don't know the context of Nick Saban talking about his high school girlfriend breaking up with him. But Saban's the type of guy, he needs to do the TV show on Amazon that Harbaugh and Michigan are doing. Because, again, Saban is sort of like Ferentz. He's got a lot of Belichickian tendencies, but I think he's an interesting guy. It's kind of like my dad used to tell me when I used to go to work at the station, my girlfriend broke up with, so I was treating the customers bad. He said, "What's wrong with you today?" I said, "My girlfriend broke up with me." He said, "Well, you've got one problem, but if you keep treating the customers bad, you're going to have two more. I'm going to fire you, and then I'm going to whip your rear end for getting fired. So you're not going to have a girlfriend, you're not going to have a job, and you're not going to get your tail whipped."
That sounds like a Nick Saban story.
It does.
He can. He's a guy, like you were talking about with Kirk Ferentz, when he lets his guard down a little bit. He can be funny.
Listen, I think a gas station, right? I'm not totally up on the Nick Saban backstory.
But I have no idea.
If I recall correctly. I know he had a very blue-collar, people like to say hard scrabble. Very hard scrabble, blue collar background.
Hard scrabble.
Which isn't necessarily...
Never heard that before.
It isn't necessarily a put down by any stretch of the imagination, but I kind of smirk at that. Like, anytime someone describes something as blue collar, it sort of rubs me the wrong way. What the hell's wrong with blue collar? And I don't know, it kind of comes off as it's meant to be a little bit of a put down, but it isn't. It's just one of those things that's easy to misinterpret, I think. Hard scrabble. Very hard scrabble background, though. 6:31, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we return, did we give the phone number?
No, we did not.
Yeah. I said stay tuned for 90 seconds, and then I went into the story about Nick Saban because I'm easily distracted. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6 right now is going to win a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. Again, they've got 3 locations, and not only can you go there for delicious Mexican food or a tasty margarita, but you can have them cater your next event and even think about having them take care of all the cooking for your next tailgate. La Cantina, 319. A $30 gift card is yours if you're caller number 6. 319-366-1600. When we return, we'll set the table for the 6 o'clock showdown and maybe, just maybe, get to some of the comments that Iowa State men's basketball coach Steve Prohm made today when he met the media in Ames. Back with more of the Todd Brolecamp Show after this.
Don't miss the event critics and fans call brutally entertaining. Avenged Sevenfold, Friday, February 9th, U.S. Cellular Center. With very special guests, Breaking Benjamin and Bullet for My Valentine. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, the U.S. Cellular Center box office, or by phone. Avenged Sevenfold, all hell will break loose.
Honda's introducing a new word, summerbration. Use it as a noun, like, I picked up a 2017 Civic with 0.9% APR at the Honda Summerbration sales event. Or a verb, I'm summerbrating with KBB.com's Best Buy Overall winner. Start your summerbration today at your Honda dealer.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. APR financing offers available for well-qualified buyers. Offer excludes all hatchback models and Civic SIC dealer for financing details.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. 3 environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
It is National Taco Day, and to celebrate, I was going to play a random clip at the beginning of the show today from a TV show that I don't watch, but I know Alex does.
The League.
And I couldn't settle on it because I didn't know the context behind anything, but that show, I finally came across a clip from that show that made me laugh. And I used to go over this with Tyler and with you. I tried to watch it a couple times, and it wasn't my bag.
It's too much. Is it too dumb for you?
No, not. Look, I love dumb humor. I absolutely love dumb humor. But that particular show, I don't know, maybe it was fantasy football wasn't strong enough of a vessel to carry the entire show, but Taco's truck. You know what I'm talking about?
Taco's truck that doesn't serve tacos?
Exactly. That was funny. And they're talking about, well, at least he's going all in on the marketing. He's got it figured out. Taco's truck for hamburgers. Taco's truck for hot dogs. Taco's truck for all types of American food. That was funny.
We don't serve tacos. Why does everybody keep asking me that?
National Taco Day, and yes, I think you can celebrate.
Taco's truck is the name of my fantasy football league.
Yours?
A fantasy football league that I have with my friends and former roommates. It is called Taco's Truck.
You have enough former roommates that you can form a fantasy football league. Are you a drifter?
No, I mean, I've just lived
roam
here.
Roam around from town to town.
I've lived in
yeah, you're
the
right.
Iowa City area for long enough.
Transient. I'm hosting. Alex is going to have to put in for vacation. He's going to go to Hobo Days in Britt next summer. You get that reference?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Britt, Iowa. They host Hobo Days there. It's a big...
Where is Britt, Iowa?
West of here. It's in Hobo Country. 319-366-1600. They got the museum and everything there. Pack up your bindle.
6822 wants to know, how do you do a sports radio show and not like the league?
I was told that I'm doing this show basically because the guy who owns the station likes me.
Fair enough.
I go,
I wonder if he watches the league. I doubt it.
Is this a charity? You like me. Okay. Well, I'm not necessarily qualified to do the program. I watched the league and I just didn't. There are a couple shows people tell me that are really good, and over the course of the last several years, I try to watch. Weeds was one of them. Somebody said, oh, Weeds is great. You'll love it. And I tried to watch Weeds, and I didn't get anywhere with it. And then there's other times where people make a recommendation, and I go, I don't necessarily know if it would be my thing. And then I'm all in on it.
4387 wonders if you can name that former Iowa football wide receiver from Britt, Iowa.
Former Iowa wide receiver from Britt. It's relatively recent. I think it sounds familiar. I'm going to kick myself. Can I just say Don Nordman, even though I think he was Maquoketa Valley? Don Nordman will be my stock answer to just about everything. So the answer to that is no, I can't. But the minute that I hear the name, I'm going to kick myself. Do we have people talking the league or hobos on the text line?
Both, right, actually.
Yes.
The Eskimo Brothers database.
I want to do an entire show where it centers around hobos and the hobo lifestyle. And then one of the 20-minute segments will be about hockey, and it will upset people like 3530 who may or may not have been texting behind our back today. And we never heard back from 3530, and I'm very worried. I'm very worried that he's been lost to the ages.
4387, Tim Dodge.
Tim Dodge. Oh, that's right in my wheelhouse, man. It's late 90s, early 2000s, Hayden Fry, Kirk Ferentz era. Britt, Iowa. Hobo day. I'm prolonging this because I don't even want to mention this on the air, but outside of... Are the phones okay? Are the phones going to be able to handle this? Okay.
Phones can handle it.
Because I was told that they were about ready to crash.
They crashed. We
revived them. We had so many people calling for the...
We took out the paddles
and revived them. $30 gift card, which, by the way, Ann in Solon, congratulations for winning the $30 gift card to La Cantina. We'll have another one of those coming up for you tomorrow on the program. We need callers number 1 and 2 right now to 319-366-1600. Callers number 1 and 2. 7 questions, 60 seconds. It's the 6 o'clock showdown. Our prize tonight, as it has been the past couple weeks, a pair of passes to the Marcus Theaters, good for any of their locations in Iowa City, Coralville, or Cedar Rapids. 319-366-1600. Callers number 1 and 2. We will find out who our contestants are when we return after this. 641, 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way after this.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free 1 year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Friday at 3, tune in to 106.3 FM and get ready for Clear Creek Amana football action. This is David Schulte, and I'll be your host alongside Gary Fickle for the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
It's coming!
Like all of history's great battles, and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
All right, we've got Sam in Coralville with Alex, and Ryan in Walford is going to be answering the questions that I'll be reading tonight. Sam, Ryan, how you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Good, how are you?
All right, a simple little game that we like to play here on the 6 o'clock showdown. Each of us has 7 questions, 60 seconds, and whoever answers the most will win our movie passes tonight. Alex? Would you like me to go first?
Can we defer to the second half?
Okay. All right. I like this. So, Ryan, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. What NFC West team ranks first in the league in points per game?
Rams.
The NHL season begins tonight. What team begins its quest for a third consecutive Stanley Cup?
Penguins.
Running back Bryce Love has gone for over 1,000 yards in just five games this season. What Pac-12 team does Love play for?
Arizona.
What Yankee hit a three-run homer in the bottom of the first inning to tie last night's AL wildcard game?
Gregoria.
What NFL rookie running back leads the league in rushing yards?
Kareem Hunt.
What former Iowa Hawkeye is currently tied in the NFL for the lead in interceptions with three?
Micah Hyde.
Which football program was paid almost $1 million to play LSU on homecoming this past Saturday, only to be upset by the Tigers 24-21?
Detroit.
That's good.
That's all of them.
That's good. Yeah, we would have circled back to this. That's 6 out of 7.
All right, Sam, this is going to be tough to beat, but are you ready?
Yep.
All right, multiple choice. Which former Colonels player did not appear in last night's wild card game? Mitch Garver, Jose Barrios, Trevor Hildenberger, or Zach Granite?
Granite.
This Iowa defensive back is expected back on the field despite tearing his ACL 6 months ago.
Pass.
What season did Joe Tiller make his Big Ten debut as Purdue's head coach? 95, 96, 97, or 98?
97.
Who were the Chicago Cubs throwing in Game 1 of their NLDS with Washington?
Kyle Hendricks.
True or false, Athlon picked Iowa State to finish last in the Big 10 men's hoops this year. Big 12 men's hoops this year.
False.
Name one of the two teams playing tomorrow night in the NFL.
Pass.
And the Tennessee Titans signed Brandon Weeden yesterday. What Big 12 school did he play for?
Oklahoma State.
That was a very spirited 6 o'clock showdown, but Alex's decision to defer winds up costing them. Sam, we appreciate you listening. Thanks for playing. And Ryan, congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold, and Kyle is going to get you those Marcus Theaters movie passes. The only one that he didn't get, Bryce Love, plays for Stanford. He's rushed for 1,000 yards in just five games this year, and people are complaining that Saquon Barkley is getting all of the love, no pun intended. Well, that's part of the problem of playing on the West Coast. I know it sucks, but it just goes with the territory. It's not necessarily fair. Also, Saquon Barkley is a freak of nature.
And Bryce Love's team already lost to San Diego State, which hurts, and they lost to USC, and they're not going to be ranked in the top five like Saquon Barkley's team.
All of that also hinders.
But yes, on the West Coast. But man, Stanford just seems to get running back after running back after running back into that program. Jose Barrios was the former Colonels player that did not appear.
False.
And
Garver.
Oh, yes. Mitch Garver was the player that did not appear in the wild card game last night.
Barrios got the loss.
Brandon Snyder was expected to return back to the field after tearing his ACL 6 months ago. And Tampa Bay and New England are playing tomorrow on Thursday night football in the NFL.
A 39-38 on the text line wanting to know if Tim Dodge wasn't a defensive back. He played both wide receiver and defensive back. I think it was after his sophomore year he switched from receiver to defensive back. And if you would have put any amount of money on Tim Dodge coming up on the program tonight before we started, I don't know if I would have taken that wager. But a throwback to, I believe, the 97 to 2001 era.
Would you have taken money on Britt Iowa coming up on this show today? What would the odds be on that?
I am always looking for an excuse to talk hobos and the hobo lifestyle.
The hobo days, to be exact.
Yeah, let me see. Kyle's our producer on this. I'm sure he's got information on hobo days. If they've set a date for 2018, I think we can look at doing the program from there. If we can take the show to Chicago for Big Ten Football Media Days, and we can take the show to Indianapolis for the Big Ten Championship, which we did in 2015, I don't necessarily think we're going to have to worry about that this year.
I don't think so either.
With Iowa off to an 0-2 start.
But let's not troll, Todd.
We can take the show on the road to Brit. They have a website, BritHoboDays.com. It was August 10th through the 13th this season, this year. Doesn't look like they've got a date set for 2018, which is a real shame. 319-366-1600. Speaking of a real shame, we were having some fun with this the other day on Monday's show. I think we were talking about Jay Cutler in the Wildcat. That image was making its way around the internet of Cutler out wide in the Wildcat, standing there basically not doing anything to sell the play. And he addressed how he handled himself during that. And let's just say that it's classic Jay Cutler. "I don't even think they knew I was out there. They told me that I created quite a buzz, but that's what they told me to do. Sit there. Don't get hit." And where's the rest of this quote? "Don't touch anybody. Don't move. I feel like I executed that one."
Didn't Adam Gase come out and defend him as well?
Classic Cutler. If they told him, I mean...
To be fair, he tried to retire.
Yes, to be fair, Jay Cutler did try to retire. And if you're in a fantasy football league where he's on your roster, as I am, that just tells you everything you need to know
about... Oh, that's a two-quarterback league,
It is a two-quarterback league, but don't ask me who the second quarterback is for this week. Because Kirk Cousins is on a bye, I had to pick up EJ Manuel. So I'm going into battle this week in a two-quarterback league with EJ Manuel and Jay Cutler. I'm the one who should be asking Tristan Cockcroft fantasy football questions solely about my team. Good news, though, if you are a Kyle Rudolph owner, He is about to get Sam Bradford back, and that is a boon for his production because Case Keenum does not throw him the football. His numbers have been awful this year. But Bradford likes to target him.
Case Keenum. He is a quarterback in the NFL.
Brandon Whedon got signed. Brandon Whedon, who has to be, 32?
Yes.
He played minor league baseball for several years before he went back to Oklahoma State.
He's probably older than that because he was 28 when he came in, was he not? I think he was 28 years old when he was drafted in the first round.
Brandon Whedon is 33 years old. His birthday is October 14th. He could have celebrated at Hobo Days in Brit.
Instead, he's heading back to Nashville.
I like the first... Google return for Brandon Whedon is the Deadspin article from yesterday, and the headline is Brandon Whedon ? Brandon Whedon ? Kind of sums up. We talked about EJ Manuel being one of those guys that you didn't know still had a job in the NFL. Brandon Whedon would fall into that category too. Of course, up until yesterday, he didn't still have a job in the NFL. Now he does, as he was signed the other day by the Tennessee Titans, who did not even bother to kick the tires on another available free agent quarterback. But I said a number of times I'm not going anywhere down that road, and I'm not going to be baited into talking about it, whether it's on the text line or whether it's by people who even work in this own building with me, and just not touching it anymore because it's pointless. But Brandon Whedon? Good God.
He was awful. And I know it's in line of Cleveland
people
quarterbacks.
People aren't watching the NFL anymore because guys like Brandon Whedon are playing or on the field. We talked about the quote about only having five or six quarterbacks that can legitimately lead a team to the Super Bowl by themselves. That's really also one of the things that's hurting the NFL is the fact that you got quarterbacks like EJ Manuel out there and Brandon Whedon. Andrew Luck, though, back at practice today for the Colts. And if you heard Tristan Cockcroft, it's going to be a couple weeks before Luck is fantasy relevant again.
You didn't draft him at all, did you? Because I know a couple of years ago that he was one of those guys that you drafted early on and he was supposed to have a big breakout year and never did. I don't know. Him and Russell Wilson, are two quarterbacks in fantasy football that I just won't touch. But Brandon Whedon, I might think about picking up in a two quarterback league. With Marcus Mariota out, right? I think he can run that offense.
It's 6:54. I normally wouldn't do this because we're not talking about the Big Ten standings right now, but I understand Darren has a question. Darren, what's up? Darren, are you with us? Darren, going once. That's a real shame. Had a question about the Big Ten standings.
Darren in Iowa City, I think he's called a couple of times to be on the 6 o'clock showdown as well. So I know tomorrow we're going to get into a little bit of Illinois Fighting Illini football with Jeremy Werner.
Oh, I can't wait.
We're going to chat with Brent Bloom of CycloneFanatic.com. And I'm trying to
we
think
have
what
the
else.
Washington
we have
Nationals.
As well.
Well, we have Woodja.
And also, you know how earlier today we talked with Gary Rima about that whole tradition of taking your girlfriend to the tower?
The Campanile.
And then you brought up the fact that he could be announcing play-by-play. That just reminded me of a former Woodja question where you asked about Joe Buck narrating an adult movie. I couldn't help but have flashbacks to Woodja.
Chelsea Janes will be with us tomorrow as well. She covers the Washington Nationals for the Washington Post. The Nationals, the opponent for the Chicago Cubs in their National League Divisional Series, which will get kicked off at Nationals Park on Friday. Cubs announcing their rotation today. Kyle Hendricks gets the ball in game one, followed by John Lester, and then Jose Quintana, game three, Jake Arrieta in game four, if necessary. Fingers crossed. Let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got our final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa's going to square off with Illinois this weekend, a team that's had some questions along the offensive line, including a potential injury this week, but Illini offensive coordinator Garrick McGee says they're likely to have starting center Doug Kramer Jr. available by Saturday. Full strength maybe, but that will give Illinois three freshman starters on the line. The Iowa State men's basketball team had the Puerto Rico tip-off move to Myrtle Beach last week, and today it's the Iowa women learning that the Puerto Rico Classic, set to be played in late November, has been moved to Dillard High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Former Iowa State forward Abdel Nader scored 10 points in 11 minutes in his Boston Celtics debut, and albeit in a preseason game, his 4 of 6 shooting showing has the Celtics community feeling encouraged. There will surely be more to come as the reigning G League Rookie of the Year has a fully guaranteed contract for the upcoming season. The Gazette released its Area Volleyball Super 10 rankings today. Cedar Rapids Jefferson still holds the top spot, followed by Xavier 2nd, Linmar 3rd, Centerpoint Urbana 4th, Mount Vernon 6th, and Marion 10th. Last night it was the Yankees winning the one-game playoff for the AL Wild Card, and tonight after our show, we're going to have the Rockies and Diamondbacks doing the same thing in the National League. Arizona's hosting with Zach Greinke on the mound against Colorado's John Gray, and that's going to be on all three KGYM frequencies.
I've got the Rockies, you've got the Diamondbacks,
yes, I do.
And you've got to get out of here because you've got the Blues and the Penguins set to face off tonight on NBCSN as the puck drops on another season of hockey. Join us again tomorrow.
This is Hal's Yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's WinterGuard today.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of tri-